welcome to Hindsight, a design reflection podcast. So, 2014 represents the 20th year of Star Trek CCG. And one of the things that I wanted to do over the course of the 20th anniversary was sort of celebrate the history of the game and sort of take a look back at what the game used to do versus what the game does now, how the game has evolved, what the game meant to people throughout its history, and as a modern designer, as someone who's currently designing 1E and 2E cards, I really wanted to take a hard look back at the history of first edition and second edition and see, is there anything that we can learn from looking at these cards through a modern eye? And so originally, Hindsight was a weekly article series, and we alternated first edition and second edition, going back and forth from the first set, ultimately the goal being to get through every set released. It was a very ambitious project, and I did okay for the first couple months, and then I got a job. And with the job came, you know, a 2 to 3 hour commute each day, and just not a lot of time to keep writing. And we had guest writers write a few weeks, and I had always hoped that I could have worked ahead and just stayed ahead, but ultimately it never happened. So I had the idea to do the series as a podcast, because it's a little bit easier for me to find 20 minutes to 30 minutes to talk through a set once a week than it was for me to spend 3 to 4 to 5 or more hours writing about a set, at least to the quality of article that I was happy with. So what we're going to do is we're going to finish Hindsight as a podcast series. So this is episode 1. It is going to sort of cover... It's going to be what Hindsight is. You're going to learn about, you know, what we're going to look at, what we're not going to look at, sort of the rules that we've set for ourselves as we look through the series. And then the subsequent episodes will be me talking about all the different expansions. So the plan is this will be episode 1, and then the next episode that we're going to publish will be, I don't know the number, but it'll be 15 or 16, something like that, and it'll be where we left off, which I think is Dangerous Missions for second edition. And then we're going to record a couple of these and get ahead and then release one or two a week to start finishing up the process. But I'm also going to eventually go back and record podcast versions of the articles that we already finished so that we can look to add some extra information, maybe talk about some more things in depth that we didn't get to cover in the article. We can talk about the responses to the articles since these they have come out. But eventually the goal is to have a complete podcast archive of Hindsight podcasts covering every set from first edition premiere through, I guess at this point, Balance of Terror, and who knows what will come out between now and when we're done. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then I suggest you subscribe and continue to listen as we release more episodes. If it doesn't sound interesting to you, there's probably not much point in continuing to listen, because this is essentially what we're going to do. So yeah, and then we're going to do this until we're done. And hopefully the podcast archive will serve as the, you know, definitive Hindsight articles, and then the definitive Hindsight series, and then the articles will still exist as a, you know, enhancement to those podcast episodes that we did finish. So let's talk about what Hindsight is trying to do. And the easiest way to tell you what we're trying to do is to tell you what we're not trying to do. This process is not part of trying to make third edition. We're not trying to fix 1E or fix 2E or make a different game. That's not on the table. That's not something that we're talking about. But the goal is here to take a look at every expansion that has come out, every base set and then every expansion that's come out, and look at it through a modern design eye. So look at what the expansion introduced, look at the mechanics they did, look at the cards in that expansion, and try to extrapolate the design decisions that were made. And so, for example, by design decision, I mean, in second edition, every mission has an attribute value. In first edition, that's not true. So that's a design decision. Why was that decision made, and in what context did it shape the expansion, and how does it apply to what we're doing now? This is particularly of interest to me, at least in terms of second edition, as we're in the midst of our phase two design series, which is, reinventing the affiliations, giving them all in our own identity and sort of cutting off what they can and can't do. We're very specifically prohibiting Cardassians from access to the discard pile because it's not something that affiliation should do, reliably or cheaply. And those type of things are, something that I think we wandered away from over the past, 5 years of second edition, at least in the continuing committee era, and for very valid reasons, and not necessarily intentionally either. The goal here is to be able to look at the expansions and look at what they did, understanding that they were done at a different time and a different era, but try to figure out what it means to us now. We're going to look at some good things that the expansions did. We're going to look at some bad things that the expansions did. Some lessons that we can learn. The points that we can extrapolate that led us to make better sets now. So every episode of Hindsight will sort of follow the same pattern. We'll talk about what the expansion was, what it introduced, when it came out, what was in it, and then we'll go into sort of a lessons learned section where we talk about what are the big, things that happened in this expansion that we need to learn from. It's not about pointing out what they did wrong because they had their reasons for doing what they did. It's, we've had anywhere between 1 and 20 years now since this expansion came out to look at it, and what can we take away from that we should avoid repeating. So we'll go through the lessons learned, and sets that already have articles, we'll definitely talk about those that were written about, but we'll add some more details. We might add some extra ones. Those that we haven't talked about yet, we'll cover. Then we're going to talk about what the expansion did well. What did this expansion introduce that is something that we should continue to do? We will have a section in every episode for stories from listeners. So if you are listening to this episode or any future episode, and you have a story about an upcoming set. So for example, if I'm doing the To Boldly Go podcast for second edition, if you have stories about These the Voyages or Mina Mirror Darkly, you can send them in, and we will share them on the podcast. So we're basically the type of stories we're looking for are, did you have an awesome experience with this expansion? Was this your first expansion? Was it your last expansion? And why? Did this expansion mean something in particular to you? And what? And then we'll talk about that and share your story with everybody out there in the world. And, if other interesting things come up, other different sections that we can talk about as we're going along, then we will do that and see where the podcast takes us. But ultimately, and this is critical, and I want to make sure everybody's on the same page with this, we are not looking... I am not looking to make third edition. This isn't, let's learn all the lessons that we can learn from 2E and 1E so that we can throw those games away and start over. That's not going to happen. But, if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're doomed to repeat them, and there's no question that there are things that have been done by first edition and second edition designers, myself included, that weren't great. And if we don't sit back and look at those, it's going to be hard for us to avoid repeating those mistakes. And again, it probably made perfect sense to make the decisions at the time that they were made. And that's fine. I'm not looking to say, the first edition designers were stupid because they didn't consider not having the TNG property logo. Well, at the time, that wasn't an option, so of course they didn't consider it. Why would they? But in the modern era, you know, I don't want in 5 years somebody to be looking back at the expansions that we're making now and saying, you know, you guys were stupid because you didn't balance your dilemma requirements and you made another Gomtu. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to avoid. And ultimately those mistakes are going to happen. I'm certainly not perfect. None of the members of the design team are perfect. And we're going to screw up, or we're going to misunderstand something, or we're going to make the wrong call. And that's okay, because we are going to continue to look back at our work, and we're going to continue to find opportunities to improve ourselves. And that's the whole point. So this is going to be interesting. I am not really sure how long each episode is going to be. Probably 15 to 30 minutes somewhere in that episode. Hopefully maybe a little shorter. It's just going to be what it's going to be. We're going to record these, try to record a bunch all at once, put them all up in multiples, and try to deliver a complete Hindsight series. So, with that being said, I hope that you enjoy Hindsight, a Design Reflection podcast, and I will see you in the future. Design Reflection Podcast. Your stories and feedback are welcome. Contact me, your host, Charles Plain, at cplain@gmail.com. That is cplaine@gmail.com. Or on the Trek CC forums at Midnight Lich. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. For more information on all Creative Commons licenses, including this one, visit creativecommons.org. Star Trek CCG, First Edition, Second Edition, and Tribbles are all currently supported and thriving across the globe. Join the community at trekcc.org. That's TREKCC.org.